Right, and the truth. The Bible said in verse 1, therefore, you got to go back to the verses before that, that God deals with sin. He said, therefore thou art inexcusable, man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, from thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doeth the same things. You must be talking to religious people here. The prior chapter is dealing with people that were turned over to reprobate minds. And now he's dealing, I believe, with religious people. And he said, the same judgment you judge with is what's going to condemn you because all have sinned. He gets in this thing strong, brethren. What the Lord said, if you recognize the fact that he majored, thank God, to his Jew people. And his Jewish people was arrogant, self-righteous people. Unless God shined the light on them, they'd still live in their false religion. Amen. It wasn't the true salvation of the Lord. And the Bible said, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. So every man is accountable to God. Every man will give an account of himself to God. Every man will give an account of his life to God. He just didn't create you without your accountability to him. God's a God of accountability, responsibility. He requires of mankind. He requires that. It ain't an option. He requires the mankind to repent. And then he said, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which are do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? And he's going again here. He's pointing his finger at the crowd that's judging, but living the same way. And, of course, the Bible said here that they'll not escape the judgment of God. In verse 4, O despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering. What good words there. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. I'm thankful tonight for the goodness of God. I'm grateful tonight for the goodness of God. For it is his goodness tonight, the goodness of God. He is a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. But it is him tonight that gives us, thank God, his long suffering, our forbearance. Amen. To get us, thank God, to see this thing of repentance. Repentance is a change of mind and change of heart. Thank God that results in a change of action in how we, amen, think and live. And repentance is that. And the man must repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you all likewise perish. There's no option tonight. Brethren, listen. Thank God, repentance, thank God, is given. It's granted. Amen. You cannot repent to God gives you grace to repent. There's been no man to repent. There's no man can change himself. It's got to be God to change him. Tonight, friend, I could not change myself. I could not change my way. I could not take care of my sin. It had to be a sin. Amen. Listen, Jesus became a sin. Amen. I didn't know that until I knew that. But a man don't know that until he knows that it did not mean nothing to you. The old songwriter said, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, because we didn't know that. Amen. We spent in vanity and pride this life, my friend. Amen. There's no life without God. Amen. But we do have a natural life. And the natural life lives as a natural man. Amen. He's programmed or conditioned to sin tonight. If I can say that, when Adam sinned, that man started living in sin. Listen, if he never committed another sin, and he did, amen, he would still be accountable for the one sin that he committed. For that one sin, my friend, brought depravity. It brought a blemish to his record, that his record became, amen, under judgment because of sin. And he was afraid. The first time he ever was afraid. Amen. It's when he sinned and he said, I hid myself amongst the trees because I was afraid. I'm naked. And he never realized
realize that he was naked until he sinned. For he was not ashamed. God, when God made him, he wasn't no clothes on him or the woman. But brethren, when he sinned, he tried to cover up. Amen. His sin condemned him. Amen. Brought condemnation in them. And brethren, they tried to run or hide and make aprons. Amen. To fit what they thought would fit. But they, my friend, could not even make an apron without their conscience condemning them for what they had did. For Eve was beguiled by the serpent. And of course, brethren, listen. Amen. The serpent, amen, was the devil. And he beguiled her, tricked her. And listen, she ate and gave to her husband. And he also did eat. And they was together in this thing. But he represented me and you tonight. And because of him, this sin of Adam, amen, God brought sin into the world, and then death by sin, amen. And so that man died toward God, but he died physically in a slow, and God, in a progressive way. We began to decay. He lived 930 years before the flood. The people lived a long time, but he lived 930, but he still died. He still died. Why? Was because of sin. But knowing not that was the goodness of God that brought that brought repentance. It was the goodness of God underneath it all. Amen. They love me in the way. Amen. God loves them. And even going back to the old economy, Brother Keith, God set up, praise God, a way that a man could be forgiven. He set it up before Abraham ever come. There was a way. It was the blood shed, Brother Todd, that they took that animal and they sacrificed him. Even Abel, when he brought that lamb, God of the first flock, amen. Abel, my friend, offered this offering, and God received it. So he knew about a sacrificial offering, as he spoke about, that was Abel's offering. Amen. It was his. It couldn't atone for nobody else but him. And brethren tonight, amen, when God had, thank God, the favor on it. And brethren, he accepted Abel's, but he wouldn't accept Cain's, because he brought the very works of his hand tonight. Can I tell you tonight that what we do will never satisfy the Father, but what he did will satisfy the Father. He's the only one that can please him tonight. Brethren, listen, ain't God tonight, I know I'm responsible as a child of God. I'm responsible. I ain't got to act upon the Spirit life and act upon the obedience to what he says. But tonight, there's no way I can perform or act right toward him unless he does it in and through me, because I have not the strength to do that. It took God to get me out of sin. It took Christ, thank God, to die for my sin. Amen. It took Christ, thank God. Listen, I thought about old Jonah again today, and I thought about this. Amen. He's a pure picture of the resurrection. Amen. He resurrected, amen, not by his own power, but by the power of God. When God spake to the whale, amen, the great fish, he said, amen, salvation of the Lord. That's what Jonah said. Amen. He said, the only deliverance I can get from here is the Lord. Amen. Even though he had been dead, if he was physically dead, I don't know. But I'll tell you, brethren, he was in there 3 days and three nights. But he got out of the whale's, amen, belly. Thank God, by saying, salvation of the Lord. And when he did, the whale vomited him out. And brethren, he, thank God, had life. Can I tell you, I was wanting to preach on this morning. But brethren, the Bible said as Moses lifted up the serpent. Amen. Listen, think about this. Them Israelites were being bit by serpents, and a serpent was a type of sin. Really, if you look at it, or poison that he put in them was sin. Amen. The serpent's a type of Satan. I know that. Amen. But listen, thank God, the serpent on the pole is what Moses lifted up. He made a brazen or a copper serpent and lifted up. And Moses interceded, and God says, if they'll look on that, thank God, they'll be healed. They won't die. How many graves was dug, amen, before they ever got, amen, a deliverance? Amen. I thought about that. But I will say this tonight. Amen. Listen, that serpent could give them life. Amen. But after that, that's all he could do. Amen. But thank God, our Savior, amen, just didn't. That was physical life. Can I say that? Jesus was lifted up to give spiritual life. That it is beholding that serpent. Thank God, what was in the garden? The serpent. What did he say? He'll bruise his head, the serpent. Amen. Where did he bruise his head? On the cross. Amen. He bruised his head on the cross. Amen. He took dominion. Amen. Of the resurrection, he took the keys. Amen. Of death, whom the devil, friend, listen. God in 1 John, he said, amen, that God's son Jesus, amen, took the keys. It might not have been the word keys used, but he took, God, the authority. Amen. Hey, God, that listen, the devil, my friend, amen, had. And I'm telling you tonight, when you look at that, amen, tonight, Moses used that serpent. Thank God that God told him he used a liver limb. But the serpent, amen, could not. Amen, but give them natural life that they beheld that brave servant. But brother, when we look to him, he gives us life. He gives us inward life. He gives us eternal life and abundant life. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, are you listening? It killed the theology of many Baptists going through the steps of salvation. And there ain't no steps to salvation. There's a step, thank God, to look. Amen. Thank God, there's a believing in him. That's the only way, friend and I. We don't have to go through all that. Even though God takes us through, thank God, what we go through to bring us to him. But there's no one, two, three, all that. It's just an act of God. He told him to look, look, look. And he told Nicodemus, who was the one, thank God, that knew the Old Testament. Amen, he said that. And he said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen, it's looking to him tonight. Thank God, he that believeth on him should not perish. That's the way you get saved. It ain't hard, friend. Only when you see the serpent, thank God, you can be healed. If you've been bit, amen, only when you look to him, thank God, you have eternal life. It's in the Son tonight. It's not in the church. It's not in the preacher. Listen, thank God, it is hidden in the written word. It's in the living word that the written word tells you about. And if you ever get a look at him, thank God, he'll give you life in you. Thank God, he'll take away sin. Thank God, he'll give you something. Amen, that'll last forever. And your eyes will be fixed on that. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. And the eyes of a believer, thank God, needs to be fixed on him. Yeah. Oh, we've got, God. We've looked at everything on the sun. We've looked at everything. Brother, thank God. But I'm telling you, he said, there's the goodness of God. When man could not do it, it's the goodness of God. Amen. When man couldn't devise a plan, it's the goodness of God. Amen. He devised the plan. He is the plan. Amen. There's no other way to him. Jesus said, but by me. You can't get to him now. He said, the goodness of God. Oh, I don't know how to explain that tonight, but I know the goodness of God. God was good to me, and he is good to me. And God, my friend, and I cannot. Amen, preach it. Amen, I can only feel it in my soul. I don't know that God loved me the way he did. Even when I was dead in sin, Brother Keith, there was a love of God that touched my heart. Amen, one day through the man preaching to my soul. Amen, and I knew, thank God, I was empty on the inside. Had no hope without God. I didn't understand it. Amen, I don't fully understand it tonight completely in my finite mind. Amen, but I'm telling you this, it was something. Thank God, just because God wanted to, and because his own son would die, and why Paul said that to the Romans, he said, and God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. That's the blessings of God on us. Amen. Listen, we're the fruits of his death and resurrection. Amen. Thank God he done it to have us. He could not have saved us had it not been a Calvary, and it had not been the resurrection, we'd still be in our sin. But the goodness of God, oh, the goodness of God. How do you explain that? I don't know. I just know that because he is good, he done this for me. Because he's good, he done this for you. Because he's good, he put us together in a body of the believers that love one another in the faith. And I can't explain that tonight. There's nothing on earth like it. There's nothing. And God, our heavenly people on earth, amen, that's not our literal home. But tonight, can you get a hold of that? That God is a good God. How could God put this thing together? I mean, how could God, Brother Todd, amen, just think about that tonight. I mean, we as wanderers, we didn't know. We wasn't in the covenant of promise. Far as the covenants he gave to the nation of Israel, amen, but he foresaw that. He foresaw that wall would be broke down, and everyone, thank God, that would believe would enter in. Are you amazed tonight that in the body of Christ there's neither male nor female, no bond, no free, no Jew, no Greek? Listen, what he's saying there is everybody's the same. Amen. I don't look at your wife no different than I look at you. Everybody's got the same, amen, thank God, position in Christ. Amen. And that's because he loved his brethren there. Amen. I cannot tell you tonight, brethren, that thank God there's no prejudice in me, but there's no prejudice in God. Ain't one bit, Brother Todd. There's no respect of persons in him. He loves everybody. Amen. He calls it himself. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you this tonight. Ain't a bit of prejudice with him. Amen. He said, if a man come to you, amen, in raiment, it looked good, and a man that had poor raiment, and you give the man the seat, amen, that ain't God that has some money and good raiment, he said, you're sinning because you receive this man above this other man. But he'll never be like that. He will never be like that. He took the lowly, thank God, and made them kings and priests tonight. Amen. He took us, thank God, who were, amen, can I say this, the bottom of the barrel Gentiles, dogs, may I say, without hope, without God, and reached in that barrel. Amen. And got us out like a woman got the handful of meal out and fed, thank God, her and her son Elijah. I can't explain it. It's just good tonight. I mean, the same God that spake and done and created this world, amen, come down in human flesh and came to us and died for us as us. Amen. Because he loved us. Amen. It's hard for me to believe that. I mean, when you even said this morning, ain't God, one day we'll be there. But brother, I tell you, are you listening? I know God's in me. And I know I've got a lot of Thomas faith. Amen. I just want to make sure I want to see it. Amen. Listen, that's just the way I am. I don't like that. Amen. But listen, ain't God, the only thing I cling to is a promise. I cling to him. He's a good God tonight. Ain't nobody like him tonight. He's good to all of us tonight. Ain't God, his foundation is good. He's the chief cornerstone tonight. Everything's built upon him and by him. And thank God, there ain't nobody but him. But tonight, thank God that we know and have. And it is all the goodness of God tonight. We ain't got nothing. Ain't got to complain about. Amen. We ought to be praising him. He inhabits that. And everything he does is good tonight. Because he is good. And it's the goodness of God that brings a man to repentance tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He's telling them people, he said, look, it ain't what you are. You a Jew, but that ain't that Jew. It's because you a Jew. That don't put you in no favor of me. Amen. Listen. Look at Romans 3. He said in verse 9, what then? Are we better than they? No, and no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. I had a lady today, ain't got a restaurant. We've been talking to her a good while. And she was talking about, you know, how she lived when she was young. She said she don't do them things like she used to. But, amen. She still talks about things she does. And I just said this. I said, listen, thank God she's intrigued with us for some reason. I mean, she talks to me all the time. Me and my wife are going to the restaurant. And I said, listen, all have sinned and come short of glory to God. Amen. All have sinned. I said, listen, there's nobody that hadn't sinned. One sin condemns us. It's nobody that hadn't sinned. Listen, thank God. Now there are errors as results. Amen. In the reaping and sowing world. Amen. Because of some of the things we sowed. But brethren, it don't listen. Amen. There's nobody better than nobody else. No matter if you sold a truckload or amen, a basket full, it's still there. Amen. That's right. And ever listen, oh, it's wonderful. That old boy told me. Hey, Amen. And God, old Roger told me when I got saved and went to him, told him I got saved. He said, well, I think bad people need that. I said, you got that right. All of us are bad. Amen. And he said, I don't believe that. My daddy didn't teach me. He is a Lutheran minister. And he said in that, he told me, he said, I thought real bad people went to hell. That's what he said. And I said, well, that ain't the way the Bible teaches it. And he said, well, that's the way I believe. He said, I believe people get out here and murder and stuff like that. They're the only people go to hell. And I said, well, I'll tell you this. The Bible said everybody's going to go to hell if they don't get saved, that's born right. again. Amen. He didn't like that. That didn't fit good. Amen. He'd been in religion all his life. And he thinks because he's been catechized and he's done the best he could, God's going to receive him. You know what? If a man stopped and thought, God's not going to receive nobody like that. He'll only receive what his son does in you. That's the only thing. His son's the only one. Jesus said, you don't come but by me. It's not by your good works. It's not by how good you are. It's not how much you hold on and hold out. Amen. You can't anyway. I thought about that. Thank God today. He said, it kept by the power of God under salvation. That's the power of God who keeps me tonight. The grace of God, Brother Todd. Amen. I done fell out. Thank God. Amen. If it hadn't been the grace of God, what keeps you going? The grace of God. What the rich? He said, the riches of his grace. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Listen, I'm in heaven now. He ain't going to take me out. He said, them that's been justified, been glorified in the eyes of God. I hadn't literally been glorified yet in time or in eternity, but I will be. But God sees the finished work. God don't have no temporary thought. God don't sit there and say, I wonder what Remus going to do next. That's crazy. God have mercy. Amen. Thank God. He knows everything. Amen. He said there ain't no better. There's nobody better tonight. There's nobody sitting in these pews and outside this building. Thank God it's better than anybody else. You might be better off because grace got you. Amen. But it ain't you that's got that. Amen. It's him. And brother and I'm glad there's hope tonight. You said it right this morning. Sister Creela. Thank God there is hope. Amen. And I'm glad there is. And I'm glad, thank God, there's hope for sinners. I'm glad there's hope for people lost. I'm glad there's hope tonight, Brother Keith. Amen to the lowest. Amen. Yeah. That's right. And we was the same way. Right. Amen. If God hadn't done that to us, we wouldn't be here tonight. But there ain't nobody better than anybody else. Ain't God, religion can't make you better. What you do can't make you better. Before God, it can't. Ain't God, it's only what he did. Only what he did. That's the only way tonight. That's the goodness of God. Amen. But you gotta humble yourself and get it off you tonight and realize it's all on him tonight. Amen. Too much pride, man. Boy, I battle with pride. What's that mean? I battle with myself. Self's full of pride. See, you'll catch yourself saying this. Well, I must be saved to do this. That ain't got nothing to do with you being saved. It does say he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, but it's the doing is because of the doer in you. It's a sad thing that the Western world, and I use that as America, and especially Southern America, thank God, which I'm a part of. Amen. Fella told me that's prejudice because I thought that way. I said, praise God. I am a Southerner. Amen. That don't mean God just have grace in the South, but thank God for the South. Thank God for the North. Yeah. Got a few amens on that one. God help us. But he said, listen, brothers, it don't matter where you're born.
That's right.
You the same sinner?
Yeah.
If you was born a sinner, you're born a sinner. Everybody's born a sinner.
Right.
There ain't nobody, listen, you can't, you gonna be that.
Yeah.
The only difference between you and the lost man is that you're a redeemed sinner. And the Holy Spirit lives in you, and you're a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And I said, in Christ. You're a new creature in Christ. You're not a new creature in Todd. You're not a new creature in Joel. You're a new creature in Christ. Everything about Christ in you is the new creature. Amen. Everything about you is you. Amen. Me. Amen. I'm not a new creature in Joel. I'm a new creature in Christ. That's the only way God can see me tonight. He sees me in Christ. He don't look at me as in Joel. He looks at me as in Christ. He said that man's in Christ. The devil's accuser. He can go to the Lord and say, "Oh, Joel down there, look at him. I mean, he ain't studying. He ain't praying. He ain't doing all the things he ought to do. I mean, he can't be a good preacher for you. I mean, he probably ain't even saved. He ain't even a child of yours. I mean, I'm going to accuse him. I'm accusing him. Amen. But he ain't looking. He's looking at me. He ain't looking whom I'm in. He ain't looking at the Lord Jesus. He's not looking, thank God, who redeemed me and washed me and gave me life. Praise God. Amen. Listen, it's about him tonight. Everything's about him. It's the goodness of God. It ain't religious acts. It ain't that. It is, thank God, the goodness of God. Amen. Like he said, my personal Savior. It's all the goodness of God. And brother, he said, this goodness of God leads men to repentance. But you're not better because of what you are. Amen. You're better off, if I use that term, but because who you in tonight. Amen. Notice this. Y'all want to read a few verses. I'm through. He said in verse 10, as it is written, there's none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. I've got a problem with this, and I'm honest, and I know people that watch this ain't going to agree with some of it, but it's all right. A dead man can't seek God. You say, what would you tell a sinner that told you that they need God? This is what I tell them. Cry for mercy. He's the only one to give it. I have a problem. The only way you'll ever seek God is he seeks you. If you don't get sought by him, you'll never seek him. You cannot get people that naturally seek God. You can't do it. If somebody coming here was lost and said, I've been praying and I felt like they had been and talking to God, then that tells me that God's been talking to them. That's the way I look at it. You know, when he got that night, he made a profession of faith in Christ and got saved. That's been a little back, while back. You got saved that night at your house, the testimony you told. It wasn't your mom and daddy trying to get you to do that. It was the Holy Ghost. Anything that flows from a man under conviction of sin is the Holy Ghost. That's right. Settled. See, here's the thing. Here's the whole thing. There's none that seeketh after God. No man's born seeking God. If I could tonight in my flesh, if I was without God, if I could in my flesh, I'd run as far as I could from him. I remember that man witnessing to me and my brother and people down there, and I said, I wish this man would just get on. I don't want to hear him. He said, are you saved? I said, well, we all right. I wanted that man to leave me. I wanted him to leave me. I didn't want to be around nobody that had anything to say about God. Isn't that right? Why? Because I wasn't seeking him. I didn't want him. But when the Holy Spirit touched my heart and said, you lost. Then I'm seeking him. I want to know the direction. You ever thought this thing about being lost? It don't add up in what the word says and what the meaning is. The word meaning is you're perishing. And that is a true statement. But if I said I'm lost on the road, if I went out on a lost and I said, hey, I'm lost, I can't find my way, they'd say, you're perishing. No, they'd say, now wait a minute, I know how to tell you. I know the direction to tell you. Isn't it amazing? Listen, friend, listen to me. There ain't a man living can give you direction to God. It's the faith. Faith to God. It ain't steps to God. It's faith to God. And the only way it's given is because God gives it to you. But you come to the end of yourself that you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You come to the end of yourself. Remember that Brother Todd that night? That really what a man does when God's a pulling on him is only what God tells him. But God's getting you to that place by his power to just say, here I am. I believe you. You know why people say, I don't remember what I prayed when I got saved? Because it ain't in what you said. It's what he's seen in your heart. Now what you said, thank God, that man said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But it was already in his heart before he ever said it. He went in and looked his eyes up to heaven, but smote his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But he had to get there. He had to see himself as God seen him. That's something God has to do. And I'm telling you, there ain't nobody that seeks after God in a natural man. They can't. It's just, listen, amen, until God notifies them of their condition, they ain't going to do nothing about it. Amen, I ain't going to a good doctor tomorrow unless I'm hurting. And you ain't neither. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're like me, praise God, you're going to be hurting bad before you go. Amen. Somebody said, you need to go to the doctor. That thing with that heart surgery I had, I preached here on Sunday, I was under stress. I preached here on Sunday, Sunday night, I went home, I laid down, just sat on the floor. And I mean, my chest is about to cave in, but I wasn't going to tell her. Amen. She'd get all on me and keep talking to me and all this stuff, try to give me my medical report. Amen. You need to do something about that. You know what I mean? So I went on that Monday's when it really speared me. And I thought I was going to die, and I had the phone in my hand. And I didn't want to leave. Amen. But if he had took me, I'd been his business. I couldn't have done nothing about it. But on Tuesday, I went and coached basketball. Wednesday, I come here and preach. I mean, it was hurting me the whole time. It just kept knocking. But sometimes you're going to have to yield, friend. Amen. Thursday, I coached basketball again. She said, that's it. Which hospital you going to go? I said, take me up, Roanne. And I was thinking the whole time, it ain't my heart. Might be my gallbladder. See, we don't never want to admit to what it really is. Yeah. Amen. But it was. Amen. I said, you in the hospital tonight, son. And amen. Thank God the next Tuesday I had open heart surgery. But listen, it's always like that when the Holy Ghost deals with you. Amen. And I'm not that bad. I'm not really. It ain't me. Amen. I'm not that bad. Oh, I don't need this. That's what that preacher said. But I'm telling you, in the dark hours of the night when you laying in that bed and the Holy Ghost is knocking on you and you said, God, have mercy. Oh, God, I'm a lost man. I need mercy. I need the forgiveness of God. Ain't a man in the world can give you that but him. Oh, bless the goodness of God. I mean, it's the goodness of God to come to you as you are and love you and draw you with repentance and give you grace to believe him. That's the goodness of God. It's all the goodness of God. Ain't it explained? Brother, listen, you can't explain how a baby's born. Amen, you know the procedure, but brother, amen, it's a miracle. How you born again, it's a miracle. How God does a miracle. He hits you head on. Amen. I mean, brother, it's just like this. I thought about my testimony. Thank God. He said, I'm stepping into your life. Amen. And you ain't got nothing to do. Amen. But just listen to me and believe me. And I'm going to use you in my kingdom. Amen. And that's what he done. Amen. And brother, everybody's testimony has different. Thank God, circumstances. But the same thing is, every man's born again by the Spirit. And everybody gets saved by Christ, and that's the only way anybody gets saved. Goodness of God. I'm honest. If I was God, and I'm not, I wouldn't even put up with me. But you know what? He knew every one of us before he ever saved us. He knew what I'd do till I die. And you know what I want to do? I want to please him. But old Joel, he gives it a hard time. Son. Old Joel A. Height, he's really against God. You say, you believe that? Yeah, I believe it. I'll give you a verse on it. The flesh. Who's the flesh? Is that you? That's me. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit. What's that mean? That means Joel Hyde wars against the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. They're not together. Contrary one to the other. So you cannot do the things that you would. You ever done the things that you would? I put you on the spot. You can ask me that. Have you ever done the things that you would?
Yeah.
More than I'd like to admit.
That's right. I ain't gonna make no excuse now for it. I'm gonna make no excuse. You're excusable. You're inexcusable. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you, and He give you a written word to read. It ain't no excuse. Amen. We can't say, well, somebody else done it. This brother over here done it. Well, that ain't your business. That's right. That's an easy way to get in sin. Justify it by somebody else doing it. It ain't gonna work. It'll only take you other ways. This is just the way it is. If I open the door to a sin, say a sin, if I open the door, say, come on in, sin. Well, I got a bunch of buddies coming with me. Because you've done what you would. I've done it. I've watched ball game before, son, and get so mad and aggravated. I did the other day, didn't I? I said, Dad, come and I ain't spending my time watching a bunch of junk like this. That's right. I said it. I could have chewed a nail into. But I tell you what, it went on like that for a while. I mean, I just can't believe it. You know, I just can't believe this. Praise God. I'm glad. Thank God a little later it got on past me. Amen. That's right. Couldn't it? You know what? When you do things you ought not, you know what it'll do? It'll keep you from praying in the Holy Spirit. If you'd have called me, that'd have been a sad thing, Brother Keith, if you'd have called me at that time and said, preacher, I need some prayer. I'd have had to hit my face on the floor and said, Lord, this man's needing prayer, and I ain't worth a dime. Yep. And he'll say, I know that. I know you ain't worth a dime, but you worth something to me because I bought you with blood.
Yep.
And the way that you can pray for him is repent.
Yep, that's right.
And get in the Spirit.
Yep.
And pull the Spirit in this thing.
Yep.
You say you believe you can do that? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe you can. I believe you can. Why? I'm going to ask you this. Wonder why when even Saul had that bad spirit, he called David to come play that harp. And I ain't getting into the debate whether Saul was saved or not. But I'll tell you what, he started playing that and the right spirit got on him. There's something in you, listen to me, there's something in you tonight, and it's a well of water. And the way you get the bucket down to the bottom of the well is admit you ain't got nothing in it. That's right. Say, Lord, I need some water. And I mean, Brother Todd, you drop into that thing. I don't know how to explain it, but you just drop into that thing and say, Lord, I'm coming to you now. Amen. You talk to your parents. If you've done them wrong or something like that, you said, Mama, I did wrong to you. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry, Mama, I did it. Oh, it's bothered me for 2 hours. I'm sorry, Mama, that I did it. And she say, son, I love you. You're forgiven. Amen. You got some right way with her there. Some right way with her, son. You get humble before him, son. Start dropping that bucket into her heart of getting that forgiveness and getting some water in your bucket. Come back that refreshing. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you, that's right. Amen. Ain't no need to walk around all day and say you're defeated and let the devil beat you up. Amen. Thank God. Just go ahead with God. That's right, buddy. You seek after God as a saved person and get that forgiveness in your life. And old Brother Keith will call me and I'll say, he said, thank God this woman asked me today. I'm glad I was in praying. Miss Dolores, my mama's friend, she said, Joy, I got two things. I got prayer. She needed prayer, Brother Keith. She was sitting at the table. I said, I grabbed her hand and prayed right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the Spirit. Why would I wait? Amen. If the Holy Spirit's touching me. I mean, that's the thing about it. We're Christians and we have that access. But all of it comes down to the goodness of God. What about the goodness of God in association, in friendship, in fellowship? That's the goodness of God that God gave you in my life. That's the goodness of God. That's just the goodness of God, brother. I mean, glory to God.
Right.
How can I love you the way I love you? Oh, bless you.
Right.
Amen. Thank God because you're my brother. I love you. I mean, it's just something God binded together.
Yep.
It's just the will of God in the church.
Sure.
It's just the goodness of God that He give us one another, and we make it like that. It's amazing. Thank God. Isn't that right? Amen. I would have never told another man. I would have never told another man before I saved, Brother Todd. I'd have never told him. I'd have never said, I love you. You say, why? Well, I wouldn't know what to thought about it. Isn't that what my makeup?
Yeah.
Brother, we do, don't we?
We know what we mean.
We know what we mean because we're in the same.
That's right.
I love you in Christ.
I love you.
Amen. God bless it.
Yeah.
It's the goodness of God.
Goodness of God.
Goodness of God.
Yeah.
It's all the goodness of God. Praise God. It's the goodness of God. See, it's the goodness of God. Him up there playing between y'all tonight. Y'all see, that's the goodness of God, Brother Todd. It really is. Thank God for his goodness. He's merciful. What did he say would follow you all the days of your life? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's the goodness of God. Why you have forgiveness? The goodness of God.
Yeah.
Why you have blessings? The goodness of God. Why did he hear you? The goodness of God. Why is he blessing you? Goodness of God. Amen. It ain't me. It's the goodness of God in Christ. Everything's the goodness of God in Christ. He does it for his sake. And he does it because he loves us as his people. Amen. That's the way it's always been, brother. It wasn't nothing. He looked at me and saw good in me. It was all the goodness of God. Why has he blessed this church? Goodness of God. Why are you doctrinally sound? The goodness of God. Why do you know the will of God? The goodness of God. Amen. Why are you blessed with a good wife and husband? Goodness of God. Why you got good children? The goodness of God. You know, you can't explain that, Brother Todd. You take him little old grandchildren. I told my wife the other night, I was thinking in my bed. I said, how can you have that kind of, I don't know how that happens. I mean, I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my son-in-law back there. Amen. <Getting grinning. laughs> It's the goodness of God.
Yeah.
That little old girl right there back there asleep on Manny's lap, come hug me.
Yep.
Y'all know that.
Yep.
It's like medicine.
Yep.
It's just like personal love. I grab me around the neck and say, I love you. Do you know what that means to your mama when you, from your own heart, goes and hugs her and say, Mama, I love you. That's the goodness of God. Ain't that a blessing? I mean, it's a ball in the neck. Say, man, I love you, boy. I love you. God bless you. The goodness of God. Amen. Everything we have is because of his goodness. It's the blessings of God. Amen. I appreciate you coming tonight. That's all I had on my mind. I appreciate God giving me his goodness. Let's stand tonight. God bless it. Help us, Lord. Brother Todd, pray for us tonight.